In the isolated farmlands of the Cold Coast, Drew Farron's ordinary life shatters on an autumn evening when a monstrous beast crashes through his family's window. As the creature attacks his mother, something extraordinary happens. Drew's body contorts in agony, sprouting fur and claws as he transforms into something inhuman. In this new form, he fights the beast, tearing half its face off before it flees. When his father and brother return to find Drew holding his dead mother's body, they assume the worst. His father impales him with the family's ancestral wolf's head blade, yet somehow, Drew survives. This violent awakening marks Drew as something beyond human in a world where shape-shifting werelords rule kingdoms. These therianthropes, humans who can transform into animal forms, hold absolute power across the seven realms. Once ruled by Wergar the wolf, the lands now bow to Leopold the lion, whose oppressive regime has changed everything. Drew's mysterious connection to this hidden world of beastmen sets him on a path that will challenge everything he thought he knew about himself. Living wild in the Direwood Forest for months afterward, Drew struggles with periodic transformations he can't control. His only certainty is that he's become something his family never prepared him for, something both powerful and dangerous. When forest rangers capture the wild boy living in the Direwood, Drew finds himself imprisoned in Brackenholm, the magnificent tree city of Duke Bergen. Here, under brutal torture by Lord Van Casken, a rat lord serving Prince Lucas, Drew's supernatural healing abilities become impossible to hide. Despite excruciating pain, his broken bones knit together overnight, and wounds close before his captor's eyes. During a transport to the capital, wild men attack the convoy, allowing Drew to escape with the help of Hector, a reluctant apothecary forced to assist in his torture. As they flee, a hooded figure reveals himself as Duke Bergen, who delivers a shocking revelation. Drew is the son of Wergar the Wolf, the last werewolf king overthrown by Leopold the Lion 7 years ago. "The blood of the wolf flows in your veins," Bergen tells him, returning Drew's sword with its distinctive wolf's head pommel. "Your father was a great man, not the monster Leopold's histories claim." This revelation transforms Drew's understanding of himself. His nightmares, his transformations, his inexplicable connection to the moon, suddenly everything makes sense. He isn't cursed, he's inherited the most powerful and feared werelord bloodline in the realm. The implications are staggering. Not only is he hunted for what he is, but his very existence threatens Leopold's claim to the throne. At Redmere Hall, home of the Borlord Baron Huth, Drew finds temporary refuge. The elderly Baron welcomes his son Hector home and offers Drew protection, teaching him meditation techniques to control his transformations. For the first time since discovering his nature, Drew begins to master his wolf side rather than fear it. The sanctuary proves short-lived when Lady Gretchen, Prince Lucas's betrothed, arrives at Redmere. Her striking beauty, flame-red hair, and piercing green eyes masks her true nature as a calculating werefox. During a tense confrontation in the castle library, Drew refuses her demands to leave, passionately defending commoners against werelord oppression. "What gives you the right to rule over those without your gifts?" he challenges, revealing his growing political consciousness. The fragile peace shatters when Captain Brutus arrives with 20 Lion Guard soldiers. Vincent, Hector's twin brother, has betrayed them all. The resulting violence claims Baron Huth's life, his partial transformation revealing tusks and bristled hair before Brutus's silver-runed sword ends him. In the chaos, Drew seizes Lady Gretchen as a hostage and, with Hector, escapes down the Red Wine River. During their flight, Hector reveals the truth about King Wergar, not a monster as Leopold's propaganda claims, but a charismatic warrior king betrayed while fighting foreign wars. The Wolf King surrendered to save his captured family, only to be executed alongside them, or so everyone believed. In the marsh town of Oakley, Drew's secret identity becomes public when he intervenes to save an elderly man from Leopold's soldiers. When one slashes his arm, the stress triggers an involuntary transformation, bones crackling, fur sprouting into his massive wolf form, sending the militiamen fleeing in terror. The old man, Ebert, recognizes Drew's distinctive wolf's head blade and the unmistakable features of his former king. Dropping to one knee, he declares that the wolf's bloodline flows in Drew's veins. "I'd recognize a son of his anywhere," he proclaims, setting off a chain reaction that will soon reach the capital. That night, Lady Gretchen disappears, leaving only a hastily scrawled note, "Have gone. Shall find own way to Highcliff. Do not follow." Her betrayal leads directly to Drew's capture and delivery to King Leopold's court at Highcliff Keep. Paraded through cobblestone streets in silver-lined stocks designed to suppress his transformation abilities, Drew endures public humiliation and torture. In the Great Hall, King Leopold, tall and muscular, wearing an iron crown set with black diamonds, pronounces Drew's death sentence to be carried out after the royal wedding celebrations. Only the intervention of Duke Bergen and other nobles invoking ancient laws of combat prevents immediate execution. In the dungeons, Gretchen visits secretly, revealing a stunning truth. Queen Amelie, Leopold's current wife, is Drew's birth mother, forced to marry the lion after Wergar's death to legitimize Leopold's claim to the throne. On execution day, chaos erupts when disguised loyalists attack the king and free Drew. As Leopold transforms into his 9-foot werelion form, Drew completes his own transformation, steel-gray fur covering his skin, his jaw elongating into a wolf's muzzle. Despite his newfound strength, Drew remains outmatched until Duke Bergen appears in his massive werebear form, accompanied by other noble werelords. The helmeted guard who freed Drew reveals himself as Mac Farron, Drew's adoptive father, mortally wounded in the fighting. With his dying breath, Mac confesses that Drew was adopted after Leopold murdered his real family. "I'm sorry for believing you killed your mother," he whispers as Drew forgives him. Consumed by vengeance, Drew pursues Leopold into Highcliff Castle, only to discover the true identity of his mother's killer, Lord Chancellor Van Morton, whose glowing red eyes and clicking talons reveal him as a were-rat. In a desperate final battle on the battlements, the severely wounded Drew hurls a flask of flammable oil at Van Morton, setting him ablaze. With 3 more were-rats charging toward him and nowhere to retreat, Drew makes a shocking decision. He falls backward off the castle wall into the void below, disappearing from sight as his enemies are silhouetted against the inferno. This apparent sacrifice leaves us wondering, has the last wolf truly fallen, or is this just the beginning of his rise to reclaim his father's throne? In a world where werelords rule through fear and power, perhaps only the son of the wolf can bring balance to the 7 realms once more.